And now, once again, live from the Museum of Television and Radio in New York City, here's Tom Petty and our host for this special radio premiere, Jody Denberg.
That's right. We're live from Shea Stadium. 55,000 fans here with myself and Tom Petty. And Tom, there's a lot of things about the album The Last DJ that are musically different for you. Let's talk about a few of them. First of all, you wrote a lot of the songs on piano, right?
Yes, I did. I wrote probably a good 90% on the piano. And I usually use the piano, but not as much as I did on this one.
What brought that about?
I don't know. I just...
Tired of standing.
I think I was just enjoying playing the piano and enjoying... You know, if you play everything on the guitar, you kind of go to the same places, I guess, you know, that you're used to going. With the piano, I'm not that good at it, so I had the freedom to explore a little bit.
And you worked with producer George Draculius, who's worked with the Jayhawks.
A master. Just a master. I mean... when you hear the sound of this record, you'll really like it. It's maybe the best sounding one we ever did. And we had such a good time. But just check out the sound if you want to know more about George Draculius, because he's where it's at as far as up and coming, you know, happening people in the production world.
And he's done some great records with the Jayhawks and the Black Crows that we all enjoy.
And he's off drugs now, so he's really, you know, he's really worth working with.
Yeah. Glad to hear it, George. Yeah. Good news, man.
No, I was just kidding. I'm just kidding.
One of the things that's also different
just
about
kidding.
The
he's
album.
He's never had a drug in his life. Two Emperin once.
Emperin? I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Oh, that was the 60s.
Yeah, that's a long time. There's a song we're about to hear called Dreamville. There's strings and horns on it. And 1 week from tonight, Tom is going to be live from the Grand Olympic Theater in Los Angeles. He's going to be performing the entire CD with an orchestra for an accompaniment. And that's going to be live on the same Westwood One networks on the radio. And some cities will have that in their movie theaters. And this is a one-off. This is not going to be the whole tour. This is just this one event. And that's got to be exciting.
It is. The rehearsals have even excited me. I mean, it sounds really great. The Heartbreakers are just getting better and better. You know, I'm lucky to be in that band. And I really wanted to perform this album as a piece, because I always thought of it as a piece with, you know, one line of thought through it. And we're going to perform it in sequence with a 40-piece orchestra. And it's going to be great. From the Olympic Auditorium. And it'll be in your movie theaters in a lot of cities. You can go in and hear it in stereo and in high def on the screen, you know. So, yeah, it might be worth checking out.
And this is one of the songs that's going to benefit from the accompaniment of strings and horns. It's from The Last DJ. This is the world premiere broadcast of The Last DJ. And this song is called Dreamville.
Dreamville. was cold, my lips were blue, there was rock and roll across the dial. When I think of her, it makes me smile.
Another amazing song from the new album from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers called The Last DJ. That song is Dreamville. We're live coming to you from the Museum of TV and Radio in New York City with Tom Petty. And we've been taking your calls tonight, toll-free 1-800 in the U.S. And Frank is on the line from New York City listening on Q104. Frank.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Okay.
Any chance you're playing a live song for us tonight on the radio?
No. Nah.
Come on.
Now I left my piano at home.
Oh, how about the...
But you know, I'm going to be playing... I'm going to be playing live next week on the radio, though. I'll tell you that.
All right, It'd be great to hear.
Oh, tough crowd.
Yeah, it's a rough room, I'll say.
This Shea Stadium can just turn on you like that. Well, we can play a classic right now.
Oh, they're going to lynch me.
Well, not after they hear this one. This is Refugee, live on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Somewhere.
a song that we all know and we all love from Tom Petty, and Tom will probably be playing that song on his tour that's coming up pretty darn soon. That was Refugee, and one of a few classics we've been sprinkling in tonight as we world premiere The Last DJ, Tom's new album on Warner Brothers Records, which came out today, and we're going to be back with Tom and a couple more new songs live on the Westwood One Radio Network.